But look, we're going to have some fun today because I got my new webcam sorted out. This 4K AI-driven OBS bot, Tiny 2 for traveling. It's actually better than my home cameras. This is incredible. We're going to need to get you an upgrade as well, Devil. So we'll be on the same kit and everything be looking nice. You've been a busy bee, actually. Your life's been way more fun than mine. What have you been up to, mate? You've been analyst mode back again.
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting times. It's like a bunch of stuff for me, actually. Obviously, I did analysis or analyst desk for Star Ladder and Star Series, like kind of qualifier for the Budapest event that is kind of before the major now in September. And was super fun to do. Fun to be back at kind of reviewing Counter-Strike in a kind of short form where you just watch the game, you deliver your thoughts, and so it was a lot of fun. I got to see a lot of different kind of tier 2 teams, which obviously when we've been covering kind of the tier 1 scene, it's kind of hard to get the time to kind of spectate that and view some of that. So you get some eyes in for some different teams and different talents that you kind of heard about, but you haven't really seen with the eye test.
Yeah, was it just like, obviously you told me before, you were a little bit nervous, you know, you hadn't done analyst work since. Obviously the big one was the Antwerp major for you, but then you also did the Elisa Masters and stuff, right? So in comparison, their LAN major is obviously a major, which is huge, but it's been a while. It's been like 3 years.
Yeah, it's been a long while. I can't even remember the last time I did it. So I was definitely rusty. Like the first kind of broadcast, I felt pretty nervy. But
really?
It's one of those things. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I was. And
that's a good thing, though.
Yeah.
It's a good thing to have that.
But I really enjoyed it. And once like the first day was over, I felt like, okay, there's nothing to worry about. We've been through it. Now I can kind of focus on what I want to deliver on camera, and I felt it went better and better for each day. And I still think there's a lot I can evolve in it. There's a lot of thoughts I have on what I could do better and how I could maybe prepare better in terms of what I want to discuss on the desk, etc. And I also kind of, I was thinking about this, you know, I would love to, even in an online event, I don't know how possible this is to kind of deep, like dive into, you know, kind of what we've done on the desk, where I kind of have a page of the team and kind of take you through a 2D map.
Like game. When did we last do that, right? What was the last one we did that on?
A bit more like the Devil Walkthrough. Or one episode. Yeah.
Yeah, one episode ago. Yeah. We did two in a row. So, yeah. But obviously with that, right, when we do it on a podcast, you have so much more time to do it. To do it on a broadcast, you'd have to condense that. There's a lot of like focusing on your words and stuff as well.
But I think you can prepare it for a pregame. Maybe not do it necessarily for a like between maps kind of thing. But at least for a pregame, you kind of show what's the key elements of a team. So I was thinking about that. But obviously that requires a little bit more of teamwork between me and the broadcast and production and stuff like that. But
and you were working with cool. Like people you'd never worked with before as well, right? So it was all just fresh faces for you.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you feel like the old man?
I was definitely the old man. I think, I mean, they all knew, you know, who I was, and they've watched Counter-Strike for so long that they remember that kind of stuff. But yeah, I was definitely the old man. I think the most of them were 24, 23. So about 10 years older.
Oh, that's good for you to be the old man. We need you to feel that every now and again, you know, it's important.
But it's also been like, you know, Premier League started.
Oh,
so
at the same
I'm obviously a huge Tottenham Hotspurs fan, and it's looking good this season.
You mention it all the time.
I have to say. Yes,
wait,
I have
to. You were so sad on the previous episode. You lost your boy and then everything was falling apart for you.
Yes, but you have to look forward. I mean, even before they came in, I had the depressive episodes when the other stars left, like Modric and Bale and all of those guys, you know? So there's new boys coming in. I'm excited
it's
about
just like
it.
CS and rebuilds.
Yeah, and I mean, there's so much. You know, I did the tier two kind of qualifier. The tier one is going on at the same time. Football starts at the same time. So I'm all over the place. I am like, when am I going to walk away from the PC?
Yeah, your girlfriend was not happy, I can imagine. But you were working, so that's a positive. You're down to definitely do some more work, though, right? You want to do some more analyst stuff.
100%. I thought it was super fun, and I think it's something that I can get really good at. I don't think maybe necessarily I'm the best right now, but I think with a few more reps, I can be up there and deliver top quality work. So I think
definitely with your knowledge,
just about reps. Yeah. I think it's just about reps.
That'll come. People give you more opportunities, more
What
chances.
Have you been up to?
Mate, nothing. Sweet nothing. Because wasn't working Blast, wasn't hired for that. I'm now in Saudi Arabia for EWC. That's my cool background behind me. Oh, my camera's making loads of noises. It's my blood sugar monitor, as always. I'm making sure that's got to be good, as always, with my diabetes. But yeah, man, I've just been chilling. Like, I had a little surgery, nothing too serious. It was like an incision, injection, cut, remove something. You know, these old man problems we start to have in life now. My wife is laughing from the side there of the bed because when they give you an injection, yeah, and it numbs everything, I feel like I could get more nervous because I'm like, I can't feel anything. And if you mess something up, or he cuts something wrong. Like, I don't trust doctors, man. I know we should trust doctors, but I'm an anti-doctor person like that. I like to be in control of the situation. I do my own injections for my diabetes and stuff. And then whenever anyone else is doing something, I don't enjoy it. It doesn't make me feel comfortable. Do you know what I have been doing, though? I've been playing so much Pokemon Unite. So I have like a monitor on the side of me.
What is Pokemon Unite?
Oh, Pokemon Unite is Pokemon MOBA. Think of League of Legends is terrible. This is the Pokemon version that's a million times better. Shorter games, 10-minute games, super fun and fast.
It's like three lanes. Okay.
Yeah. All like that. All like that, exactly. And I feel like I was streaming some of it as well. Yeah. So yeah. I've played a little bit of the game before, but I've never played like excessive amounts. This was excessive amounts. Like,
okay.
I played, to be clear, I played maybe 200 games in a week.
So this is like your new Marvel Rivals kind of stint in a way.
Bro, I played a bit of CS when I came back because obviously after Clone, I went to the Zowie Experience Lab, got the new mouse to fit my hand using science technology, which was just a whole wild, crazy process. Actually super smart what they're doing. And then I came back, played a bit of CS, but like the cheating problem on Premiere was just killing me. And then I was trying to play CS and watch CS at the same time when Blast was on, and it's just not really possible. But when I'm playing Pokemon Unite, which is on mobile and Switch, I can just watch the game on the big screen and play the game on the side. I'm even streaming while just talking about both. So we had like me playing Pokemon Unite, and there was new people coming in who'd never seen the channel before. And they're just talking about Pokemon Unite, helping me, guiding me. And then CS people here, just talking about the game results is going through. So I almost did like a mini watch party without actually, like, no one can see the game. We're just all watching the game separately while on the stream. But I hit the highest rank in the game. I hit Master's rank. Well, that's how much I grinded.
I have to come in and test. You have to guide me. We'll play a game or two.
Bro,
you need to
try it. You need to try it. It's a must. It's actually so much fun. I think it's a great game.
I'll give it a go.
I've done this. I've managed to stop with it. I did a hand command on my camera. So the camera's working, but it's now not doing the AI stuff. It's now not moving. I've got to learn. Do you know what this is going to be the problem? That I'm going to do hand signals naturally when we're talking. And the camera's going to go, what are you doing? This is not
so
normal.
With your new camera, can you decide what hand movements does what?
Oh yeah.
Or
no, it's got it all pre put in there. So it's all normal. But like all the settings and stuff I'm using is just are just natural come in with the settings as it is. So AI human tracking is on. And I just want to make sure if I can turn off the hand signals. Because I can turn them off, I know that. But you know what we'll do? Because otherwise we're never going to get into the episode. We've had a whole 10 minutes of just talking about all the stuff we were doing before. So yeah, I'm just happy to be back at a Counter-Strike event again. You've actually done a CS event. So let's get into it.